Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I've been training leaders for 25, 30 years. I lost count actually. I led my first course 1989, I think it was, that I designed myself as a student, helping other students to be more effective in their studies. That was a long time ago. And since then, I had the privilege to work with tens of thousands of leaders, and I discovered some principles or perspectives, you can call them, that are very, very helpful for anyone who wants to build their power and produce more results or more quality results than they're currently doing. There are a couple of things that through the years seems to stick with people. It wakes people up to a new perspective that are very, very helpful. And today I want to share something of that kind. The thing is, human beings have a certain design. We experience life, and how that experience is created, it's same for all human beings. There are some psychological functions, or some brain functions, you could call them, that trips people up and that helps people. So today, I want to illustrate the principle that so many people have reported through the years was helpful. And we'll start it with a little bit of an experiment. I'll ask you a couple of questions, and you just notice what response shows up in your mind. Or you can even speak it out loud if you want to do that. And you're not in a bus and embarrass yourself with other people. So we'll try two different exercises, actually. One is the question, what mouse walks on two legs? Not four legs, but two legs. Which mouse walks on two legs, not four legs? And you either draw a blank or you say something like Mickey Mouse. Yes, Mickey Mouse is a mouse that walks on two legs, right? So Mickey Mouse. Now, which duck walks on two legs? Donald Duck, you might have said. But the truth is, all ducks walk on two legs. So what happened there was, for a lot of you that listen to this, is that mouse, two legs, Mickey Mouse triggers an image of a, you know, Disney character. And I ask what duck walks on two legs, and obviously the Disney character Donald Duck just shows up in your mind. Your mind threw up a response based on the first kind of stimuli you got. All ducks walks on two legs. There are many other little tricks like that. One of my favorites are three questions. Play along and see what happens for you. The first question, you should respond with a yes, because I'll ask you, are you ready? Yes. Okay, good. Now you get it. Quickly respond to all three questions and see what happens. Just blurt out what your brain throws up as a response. Are you ready? Yes. What color has fresh fallen snow? White. What does a cow drink? Milk. Or does it? Cows don't drink milk, they drink water. So it could have happened again. Some of you are arguing in your head right now, small cows drink milk. Yeah, but they are called calves, not cows. So human beings are designed to respond to stimuli, or rather react to stimuli. Stimuli is input or triggers. If we say white cow drink, your brain gets triggered for milk as a response or a reaction. Two legs, Mickey Mouse. Duck, two legs, Donald Duck. You get triggered with Disney character input and you think of Donald Duck instead of all ducks. Now this happens all day long. You get triggered and you react. You get triggered and you react. You get triggered and you react. Now, human beings are not like most of the animals, like stimulus response driven. We actually can catch ourselves and find a space between the trigger and our response. Many of you who listen to this noticed you had a thought, milk, when I spoke about cows, but you caught yourself and said water. This space between what happens and your response to what happens is super interesting. Because the more we can find that space between the triggers in life and our response in life, something interesting happens. We start to make better choices. We start to experience more peace of mind. We start to be more content because we respond better to the triggers we get. This happens all day long. You hear a pling on your computer and you go watch the message instead of thinking, no, I won't be distracted right now, I'll check that later. Your phone signal goes off and you immediately respond when you actually would have preferred not to respond, but call the person back later. Colleague walks into your room and says, hey, can I get you help with something? And you go, yeah, of course. Only to notice that that was not the best response for you at that time. What you would have wanted to say was, I'm happy to help, but could we meet up after lunch because I'm in the middle of something right now. You get a meeting invite in your calendar and in your mail and you just accept without thinking. And then you wonder why you have 6 meetings in a day and 5 of them just look boring and meaningless to attend. Well, you got triggered and you didn't find the space of choice before you responded. Do you recognize yourself in this? When we lose that space, we lose power. We lose capacity, we lose certainty. When we find that space, we gain certainty, we make better choices, and power starts to build. The key to finding the space is to notice when it's missing. When you get reactive, when you feel rushed, urgent, impatient, annoyed, you've lost the space. When you feel present, calm, curious, attentive, and a deeper sense of being at peace and being satisfied, you've accessed that space. Now, I invite you to see if you can catch yourself and wait a second or two before you respond in situations where you previously were too quick. Yeah, slow down a bit, notice what happened, and make better choices. Good luck with that. And I want to thank you for listening. I release new podcast episodes most days of the week. You're welcome back anytime you want. You can also go to wilhelmhast.com where you find links to more content of this kind. So thanks for listening.